Good morning. It is 10:09 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update from Coffee Vault Friends of Animals. We have Becky Barnhart, who joins us here on the phone. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
Going just fine. Good morning to everyone. It's a beautiful morning out there. I was looking on the Facebook pages for the Coffee Vault Friends of Animals, which is CFA, and also the city's Facebook page, which is Coffee Vault Animal Shelter. And Mary had posted a couple of really good reminders on there, and it has to do with heat and walking your dogs out on the pavement, how hot and how quickly it can heat up. So as they say, if it's too hot for your feet or the palm of your hand, it's definitely too hot for the dogs to be walking on the pavement. So if it's a routine that you have, which is a great routine to get out every morning and walk your dog or evening, just make sure that where you're walking the pavement is not too hot for their pads. So that was really one very good reminder. And the other one that was mentioned on there was a chart. I hadn't really thought about this before. But it was talking about all the germs and things that your dog can pick up, you know, in his pads when he's walking, doing their daily walking outside. And it was recommended that you wash the dog's paws, which I know that's not always easy to do, and we don't even think about it. But it's a good reminder that, you know, kind of watch what they're walking through as they are doing their walk and keep them safe. And it's flea and tick season, so again, let's get that preventative on them to help cut down on the flea and tick population, because that's not fun for anyone. It's everyone's on everyone's mind when they go outside, it seems like, anymore, that there's so many ticks, and so easily you pick them up. You don't walk across your yard, and it seems like you come in with the little critters. So some really good reminders on Facebook. I thought that was something to share. I also wanted to share that the pictures that Coffeeville Animal Shelter has on their page right now are also the dogs and cats that I'll be talking about this morning. So if you'd like to see an update picture of some of the animals, that go to Coffeeville Animal Shelter for that one. We did have a couple of adoptions last week, and I may have already spoken about these two, but it never hurts to brag some more about them. But Buzz was adopted, and Gazelle, and I know I talked about Gazelle. And then we had a kitten, Trooper, that was also adopted this last week. So we still have those adoptions going on. We're very pleased. We're very happy when that happens. Wanted to talk about some of the things that we're wanting at the shelter to help make things run a little bit easier. And they're not the usual things that I speak about. As after talking to Mary yesterday, we're low on laundry soap, dryer sheets, and I'll tell you what these are. It's very important for those dryer sheets because they do a lot of laundry with these blankets, and as all we know about static cleaning, and they clean together. And she even mentioned the dogs don't even like getting shocked. So if anyone's got something that they would like to donate, dryer sheets would certainly be high on our list. Of course, we always use the Dawn, the bleach, the toys, treats. They're very good on cat food right now, very good on dog food. So and kitty litter. They're very good with those things. And she also mentioned paper towels. And something else that she mentioned that's kind of new, but it does make sense. We've run out of them. When someone comes in and adopts a dog, sometimes they don't come in equipped with the collar and the leash, and that is not a good way to send them out the door. So we try to hold on to as many collars and leashes as we can. We have people that donate these things. So again, if you at home, they don't have to be brand new. If you've got some collars that maybe your dog has outgrown or cat, would you please think about donating to the shelter? Because then we could use those. And leashes are the same way. Sometimes, you know, we think, oh, this is a nice looking leash, or this is longer, shorter. Anything that you have like that, the shelter would certainly appreciate and put to good use. So those are the wants and the needs that we were kind of thinking about today. We have some new faces at the shelter that will be available here within the next few days, and they're all puppies. And one of the puppies that we have is a little female that came in. She's under a year old. She is super, super sweet. We think her to be a Rottie mix, but Mary said she's just a real, real sweetheart. And then two other puppies that have come in that will be available in a few days. They're two little boys. They're about 16 weeks old. She said they're just as cute as they can be. And she believes them to be a pit bull catahoula mix. One of them is a real light color, and the other is brindle and tan. And he has a bobbed tail. He was actually born with a bobbed tail, so that's very unique. So if you're thinking puppy is in your future, give it a few days. Maybe go out this weekend and take a look at them. Let's get these puppies out of there before they spend too much time at the shelter. We also have some sponsored dogs that are still available. And sponsored means that their adoption fee has been taken care of. And that means there's no operation, there's no shots, because they're ready to go out the door. And Junior would be the first one that I would speak of. He's 2 years old. He's a bulldog. He's a really, really sweet dog, and he absolutely adores people. Very friendly. Peppermint is a German Shepherd mix that I've talked about. She's white in color, about 4 years old. She gets along with cats and other dogs, so that's a real bonus on Peppermint's count. A Daisy is about a five-year-old spayed. She doesn't like cats, so if you're looking at Daisy, she's a real pretty kind of a medium-sized tan dog, but she's not real in favor of the cat situation. So you might want to think about that. But those animals, oh, and Mikey. I shouldn't leave out Mikey. Mikey's a nice little dog. He's about 10 months old. He is a Calahunda mix. He's tan in color, and he's already been fixed. So those are some of the dogs that adoption fee would either be waived because of sponsorship or reduced. So I wanted to talk about those. We have four kittens that have come in to the shelter. They're about 6 weeks old. No, the two black ones are about 6 weeks old. The two orange ones are 10 to 11 weeks old. Young kittens that, again, sometimes it's kind of fun to start off with them when they're very, very young like that. Okay, some of the names that I've mentioned before, they're still great dogs, but they're with us, and we'd sure like to see something happen positive this week, maybe an adoption or two. We have Lena. Lena is a 5 or 6-year-old. She is a really lovely dog. She likes to walk on a leash. She rides in the car. She got to go for a car ride, and she did a great job. She's tan in color. Todd is 3 years old. He's a what they call a pocket pit mix. He would need a big yard because he has lots of energy, but he is gray and brown in color. Cooper is also 3 years old, and he's also a pocket pit. I think these two came in together, actually. And he is white and brown in color. I'm sorry. Brownie is a female. She's 4 years old. She's shy at first, but then she warms up, and she's real pretty. She is tan. She has a white chest. She's just a beautiful color. And Woody, 2-year-old male, lab mix, needs a large lot. You know, most of these dogs do need a nice place to exercise. We know good and well that when dogs are exercised, they seem to have much better behaviors. So all of these probably could benefit from a large yard, but Woody would also be one of those. So that's kind of the group that I was going to speak about today. We still have several out there that I didn't talk about because I try to keep it short and maybe keep these names in your mind. Come out to the shelter. We are there 5 days out of the week. They're closed on Sundays and Mondays. They're there, but they're not open to the public. And their hours are 9 to 4. So those are extended hours. That makes it maybe more convenient for people to come out and spend some time. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. Another thing that was on Facebook today that I wanted to share with the shelter, they put out some numbers from the month of May, just kind of show you what happens at the shelter. This is the month of May. We had two dogs surrendered, two cats surrendered. The police department brought in two dogs. We had four dogs that were reclaimed. We had one that was abandoned at the shelter, which is a very big no-no. You're not supposed to abandon anything. Animal control had to bring in three bite holes. And what that does is there's been an incident, and the owners can't show proof of vaccinations, rabies. So then they put them on a 10-day hold. So they're with us for 10 days just to watch and see what happens. But we did have, for the whole month, we had four dogs adopted and seven cats. Very unusual to have more cats adopted than dogs, but we'll take whatever we can get. So come out to the shelter, see these great dogs. They're cats. They're wonderful. It's not their fault. They're there. everyone was spay and neuter, we would be sitting around twiddling our thumbs because we'd have nothing to do. So remember to spay and neuter your pet. And the other reminder that's been on the radio lots and lots and lots, do not take the dogs out in the car and leave them in the car. It's getting too warm to leave them in any vehicle. And when you get out of the car, always check the back seat. Make sure that you'll have a two-legged friend or a four-legged friend in the back seat.
Absolutely. No, it's a great reminder and something that if folks have a little extra time, maybe this summer to throw at, breaking in a new dog to the family, it could definitely be some time well spent.
Exactly. In fact, if you want to come out and just spend some time and volunteer, you're always welcome to come out to the shelter, whether it's just to walk around and give them all a treat, give them a pat on the head. They love it. Those kittens love to be held. It's very good for those kittens to be held. They help socialize them. And the cats even enjoy the treats that you can purchase. If you just want to come out and look at them, we appreciate that. There's laundry to be folded. There's papers to be folded. We have a nice area for walking if you want to take one of the dogs out and give them a walk. So if you come out, I'm sure we'll find something for you to do.
Absolutely. Well, hope folks can stop by and check out the shelter and see everything available for them to do over there and see. It's always a new cast of characters over there.
Isn't that the truth? It's an ever-changing thing, and that's the fun part is meeting all these different personalities, and they all have something special. So come out and pick your best friend, and thank you for the time, James.
Absolutely. Always great to chat, Becky, and we'll look forward to talking again here next week.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. That is Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals here online, and we'll get to talk with Becky again here next Thursday at this time. We have a check of some ag news brought to you by Elmhaven Healthcare Facility, and then we'll be getting back into open line here on KGGF.